USA Radio News.
The government has until 6 o'clock Eastern time to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said there is one thing we have to remember when reuniting kids and parents.
In the midst of the plan, as we had these intervening court cases, and it's really impossible for folks to maybe fully recognize this, we really want to protect the children.
There will be around 900 children who won't be reunited with their parents as they have either serious criminal records or have already been deported without their children. Today, President Trump is in Iowa, where he is leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. Also at that roundtable event is Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
The biggest unused resource is people who've been sidelined because they don't have the skills.
Late this afternoon, President Trump is heading to Illinois, where he will celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The State Department's Religious Freedom Summit continues with remarks from top administration officials. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the summit, Pence saying a shocking number of people still live in regions of the world where religious freedom is either threatened or denied.
The right to believe or not believe is the most fundamental of freedoms. When religious liberty is denied or destroyed, we know that other freedoms, freedom of speech, of press, assembly, and even democratic institutions themselves, are imperiled.
Pence saying nations that deny religious freedom breed radicalism and resentment among their citizens. He specifically mentioned China, North Korea, and Iran as key offenders.
Friday night, the longest blood moon eclipse of the century will coincide with Mars's closest approach to the Earth in 15 years. For about half the world, the moon will partially or fully be in the Earth's shadow from 1:14 to 7:28 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
An Oregon high school student who was suspended over a shirt that touted President Trump's border wall has agreed to settle the lawsuit after the school agreed to pay him $25,000 for his legal fees and have the principal write him a letter of apology. Addison Barnes joined Fox News to talk about that day and when he knew there was an issue with the shirt he was wearing.
Well, I wore the shirt to my People in Politics class where we were talking about the very issue of immigration that day. And about 20 minutes into the class, the assistant principal comes in and she takes me out of class and pulls me aside and says a couple students and a teacher were offended by my shirt. So at that point she says I either need to cover the shirt off or cover the shirt up or go home. So I told her I'd cover the shirt up, which I did for a few minutes, and then I thought to myself, you know, this isn't right. I have the First Amendment. I should be able to express my political opinion. So I took the jacket I was wearing off. And at that time, she saw that. And so she called for security and escorted me out of class.
Barnes also shared his feelings after this whole ordeal.
It feels pretty good to be at this point. It's been a long road, but I'm pretty excited to be at this point and win this case.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1775 when the U.S. postal system was established by the Second Congressional Congress with Benjamin Franklin as its first Postmaster General. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.